have more details from London this afternoon. Ender Brady, a London tube explosion at Parsons Green Underground. Is there any more information?
Just a small bit of information. Official sources, very difficult to get info from, but there were two reporters on that tube this morning. Sophie Raworth is quite a well-known presenter on the BBC, and she's been talking about what happened. A guy from the Metro newspaper in London was on it as well. So we've got credible sources. About 45 minutes ago, it appears, there was an explosion on a District Line tube as it came into Parsons Green tube station. Now, Parsons Green is an affluent part of southwest London, near Fulham, beautiful part of town. I used to live there years and years and years ago. What has happened this morning is rush hour, explosion reported, and a number of people have been seen with burns injuries to their face, their arms and their legs. At least one lady stretchered away. Paramedics are in attendance, British Transport Police there as well, and the Metropolitan Police have just tweeted to say that they are aware of the incident and they are in attendance. Now, apparently when the explosion was heard, people did run, people did panic, and it was chaos for a short period of time. Some people are saying that there was a mayday call from the driver of the tube. We haven't had that confirmed. Obviously, everyone's initial thoughts go back to what happened here, 7-7, in July of 2005. We don't know anymore. All we know is that there's an incident on the tube. That line has now been closed. It's the Wimbledon line, basically. It's the green District Line tube service towards Wimbledon. Parsons Green is one stop on that. That's as much information as we have, but the whole area in lockdown now, and there will be a police investigation.
Okay, so no thought at this stage, Ender Brady, that it has anything to do with terrorism?
That word hasn't been used yet. It may not be used. It could just simply be a malfunction on one of the engines, one of the devices on the tube. We simply don't know, but every single commuter, I would imagine, as soon as they heard an explosion on the tube, that will have been first and foremost thought in people's minds. But some good stories coming out already. People helping each other. There was a young kid heading off to an exam. People had to calm her down. But at least one lady stretchered away with burns injuries.
Ender Brady, thank you for bringing us up to speed. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Ollie.